Hello, everyone. My name is Bill Crocker, and yesterday I spent with a few hours with Alicia Bolden, and it was a little different because usually we're talking directly to the veteran, but she is the granddaughter of Don Earl Boehm. Did I say it right? Boehm? And he passed away in 2015. He's a World War II vet. And so we spent a few hours talking about him, and she had a big binder, and it's just full of things that he sent back during the war, and maybe some articles and things. One of the funny parts was that he's from a small town, and you know, it's not like today where we have so much information. He would get a letter, you know, his parents would get a letter, and his mom would read it and whatever, and then she would share it with the local newspaper, and they would just print it, you know. So it's such a mom thing to do, you know, I got a letter from Don Earl. And so you would read it in the paper about this local kid that's off in World War II. So, you know, looking at that binder, there's a lot of memories in it, but it's not the legacy of the man. The man... the legacy was the fact that his granddaughter was there, you know, spending time with a stranger just so she could talk about him. And so she told me how he was, you know, a loving grandfather, a loving husband. And so that's his legacy. But then when we look at his service, one of the great things that I found out was he drove the tank that opened the gates to Mauthausen camp, the first concentration camp that was liberated. And it was like 2 or 3 weeks after he turned 19. Isn't it amazing? You know, what people go through. This man joined a few weeks after he was 18. Within a year, he's liberating a concentration camp. So, you know, he comes back, spends his whole life as loving husband and grandfather, but there's these stories he tells, and it's just the few stories. And this is important, I think, for Project Drew in general, because we just don't hear enough. There are these safe stories that they can tell, like you know, like jumping in a foxhole, and or even breaking down the gate. But then there's things that he wouldn't share, and that he felt guilty about later on in life. And there was, you know, he didn't speak about it, but war is ugly, life is complicated. So that's why Project Drew is so important. But came up with this song, and it's called The Other Side of the World.